This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Floodwaters receding along Florida's west coast, where Hurricane Milton made landfall this week, but river flooding across the state is leading to more water rescues and power outages are widespread. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Tampa.
A map of power outages graphically depicts Milton's northeasterly march across the state, starting with Sarasota County, where the storm made landfall, and 150,000 homes and businesses still lack power. Around the state, 2.5 million are still without electricity, but that number has fallen dramatically since Thursday morning.
Milton now blamed for at least 16 deaths. The White House says President Biden will travel to Florida Sunday to survey damage caused by Hurricane Milton. Former President Trump heading to Colorado today, holding a rally in Aurora, and later campaigns in Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris holding events in Arizona. Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly two dozen in central Beirut. The UN now accusing IDF of injuring two peacekeepers. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is coming from the new shared revenue formula put in place last year. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Some of the new shared revenue dollars are earmarked for first responders. Efforts to protect the Mississippi River Basin from farm runoff have largely failed. Misa Khan is the former policy director for the Mississippi River Network. She says there needs to be more collaboration between states.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
As much as 80% of the nitrogen flowing down the Mississippi comes from farms and livestock operations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 102nd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will be held Saturday. Students and residents alike are able to show off their entries. Melissa Sprecher is the agriculture education instructor and FFA advisor at the Ithaca School District.
There's a few places where only the juniors, we call it the junior show, which is kids that go to school there. So 4K through high school. And that's the livestock is basically, we just have those entries. But for all the things in the gym, so everything from cooking, canning, scrapbooking, sewing, Legos, woodworking, vegetables, you know, farm crops, all of that is open to our area too. So the people who have graduated or people from the area can enter. And we encourage that. We love to have that gym just full of things.
Non-animal exhibits may be dropped off in the gym today from 2 to 7. Those planning to show livestock should be in place down by the old basketball court at 7:30 tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks and the Lakers put on a show.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it was just a preseason game, but the Bucks and the Lakers faced off at Fiserv Forum. Giannis against LeBron. Giannis with 20 points in 20 minutes of playing time. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Giannis got out running, and then the starters came back in and kept playing well. You need that sometimes, and I thought that happened.
The Lakers held on to win 107-102. NFL, the Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave to IR due to a lingering ankle injury. The team signed Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick off Atlanta's practice squad. College football, the Badgers play Rutgers tomorrow in New Jersey at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell says the younger players now will bode well for the future.
This is what it takes to continue to build a program. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. Guys go down and guys don't take advantage of their opportunities. So there's some really good situations for young guys. I think that'll bode really well for us in the stretch.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me in studio, plus Brian Karam, former White House correspondent, and Donald Trump incels Detroit in Detroit. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer. It is Friday, October 11th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here on a TGIF edition, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommer, it's a beautiful day outside. Going to be a warm one, up in the 80s for most of Wisconsin, at least those of us here in the southern part of the state, and then cooling down, just the exact kind of weather you like over the weekend.
Indeed, indeed. And you might be lucky enough, for those of you outside the major cities, if you didn't catch it last night, you might still be able to see Aurora Borealis, not yes. contained entirely within your own kitchen, but outside.
Right. Outside. And a great place to see that, of course, is outside the city lights. And I'm going to go right to our first guest this morning, or this afternoon, rather. And by the way, Brady Ewing, former three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team, and spent 3 years in the NFL, will join us at the bottom of the hour. But right now, out to the same hometown, the old Richland Center, home of WRC. There in Richland Center, and joined by a good friend of mine, happened to be my former boss, or one of them as well, former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. Dale, thank you for kicking off the show and taking time to join us today. Before we get into the news, you still own your farm, family farm out there in southwest Wisconsin. I think that'd be a great place to catch the Aurora Borealis.
Well, I certainly hope so, because tonight, after going to the Blues concert in town, my wife and I are planning on heading out there. We've seen it out there before, and it is a good spot, and hopefully it'll be clear.
Yeah, looking forward to it. For those who have never seen it, get out there and enjoy it. Well, Dale, I've known you a long time, used to work for you, and you continue, even after you're out of elective office, to make headlines. About an hour or so ago, you joined a former talk show host and of the Bulwark as well, Charlie Sykes, along with, I know, a good friend of yours, retired Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Dave Dininger, making a big announcement today that you are endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president of the United States, respectively.
That's right, Todd. After 50 years in politics, 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
I think this is big news, and not just because we know each other. I know you're a humble guy when we talked to each other about your time in office, but it was undeniable, Dale. The reason this is a big deal, I believe, for you and Judge Dininger, and quite frankly, former sheriff of Iowa County, Steve Michek, a Republican as well, that there's a lot of people that voted for you, that admired you while you were in office for various reasons. And I think there's a lot of folks out there, particularly in rural Wisconsin, western Wisconsin, who are like, you know what, I'm still a Republican, at least the same kind of Republican that Ronald Reagan was and Tommy Thompson, at least during his time as governor, will set aside his current iteration of himself politically. But there's a lot of people that are like, am I the only one out here that feels this way? And that's why I think it's so important for you, and I'll let you speak for yourself. Why did you decide to endorse Kamala Harris and Tim Walz now? And was there some sort of a flashpoint that just said, now's the time I got to do it?
Well, first of all, my friends, Sheriff Mitchick and Judge Deininger, are exceptional people who were popular for many years in their own right in their respective counties. And I always admired their leadership. And I'm proud to join them in hopefully sending a message to our friends and neighbors in southwestern Wisconsin that, you know what, it's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan. While we may all be proud to be Republicans, we're more glad to be Americans. And the American dream, I think, is at risk. You know, you look around us and all you see is drama, drama that is about no hope and only seeks to promote misery, misery that can be exploited. And I fundamentally think that's wrong, because politics, as you've heard me say many, many times, is about hope. And then when we finally get that message out there, we have to be concerned about delivering. And I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are two people who share that idea about politics, about listening to people, understanding what is motivating them and making them afraid, and reassuring them it's going to be okay, and reassuring them with specific plans that address the kinds of concerns that they have. And other two gentlemen, as I mentioned, have a history of doing that, and I'm proud to join them. And I hope people will take this with the idea that, you know, they aren't alone, that there are others who are concerned, a lot of other people. I talk to a lot of people, and I hear it over and over again. And we want to make a difference, and we want to be at the table when decisions are made. And you know what? We're just not satisfied with a steady diet of cats and dogs and false information about horrific hurricanes that are hurting our friends and neighbors, and in my case, family, in the southeastern part of the country.
Talk to us a minute about that, Dale. Was that the thing, or what was the thing that said, I got to go public with this, I have to make a formal endorsement?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors, and I want to be candid. Listening to my friend Sheriff Mitchick explain in Ripon why he was making the decision he made was a powerful influence. I've also grown more and more concerned about the fate of agriculture. It's tough times on the farm right now, and there aren't many farmers left, it seems. And I'm worried. There are still a lot of farm or food processing businesses in our part of the state, and they're not going to exist without farmers. So I see that. And then on top of that, I see just the most despicable use of people who are suffering a lot for political purposes. Todd, as you know, we spent a lot of time working with people in floods, and those floods, as terrible as they were, as much as they caused suffering, are nothing in comparison to what's happened to our fellow countrymen in the southeastern part of the country. And this past week, my wife's niece, who had just been married the week before, flew into Tampa right before the forecast changed, and that Tampa would be the direct hit of the hurricane. And man, I mean, suddenly it took on a very, very personal feeling for my whole family. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know what? That's it. I've had enough. It's time to stand up and point out to people that Donald Trump should never, ever, ever be allowed anywhere near power, because the lack of humanity is just that significant. People need to know they can count on their leaders.
We're talking with former Republican Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz. First interview after having announced about an hour ago, along with Charlie Sykes and former Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Dave Donier, that he is endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president and vice president of the United States. Dale, I think that what you just said, and for those people that didn't hear our coverage last week of the vice president and former Republican representative, Congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, in Ripon when former Iowa County Sheriff Republican Steve Michik joined them. Michik said, you know, as a law enforcement guy, I voted for Trump in 2016 because I thought he was going to be tough on, you know, tough on crime. He goes, boy, did I come to regret it. And he made the point that anybody who's in law enforcement or supports law enforcement, simply you cannot vote for Trump, that his actions on January 6th or what he didn't do on January 6th, in Michik's words, were disqualifying, quote unquote. Do you share the similar feeling?
I do. And I'd like to point out Liz Cheney has made the same comment. Participation, being there, cheerleading, what happened on January 6th is something that should bother every American. What it means to be an American, what it symbolized, was never more starkly put before us. I mean, to see a mob batter their way through lines of police, injuring and killing those individuals to break into the Capitol was just mind-blowing for me. Not since the War of 1812 has our country suffered such an attack. And I'm just proud of the fact that Liz Cheney right away stood up and said, you know, this is probably one of the most important things I'll ever do. A real inspiration and a real leader.
Yeah. Talking with Dale Schultz right now, former Senate Majority Leader, about his endorsement of Harris Walz on the ticket. One of our listeners, Matt from Menominee Falls, listening in on WAUK, says, ask Dale about voting for the rest of the down ballot Democrats. Dale, what is your feeling on that? Other folks like Derek Van Orten, who were also there on January 6th.
Well, let me speak to Derek Van Orten, first of all. As Liz Cheney said, being there is disqualifying. And the last time I checked Facebook, Derek Van Orten was there. And I think that pretty much says all I have to say about Congressman Van Orten. With respect to voting down ballot.
30 seconds left in this segment. Go ahead.
Look, Harris and Walz are going to need folks to help implement a positive, joyful agenda for all of us. And without that, I think we're going to see an exploitive, negative image of ourselves reflected back on the nightly television, and I don't want that.
Former State Senator Dale Schultz, Majority Leader. Is he still a Republican? Don't answer, Dale. Come on back. You'll hear it right here on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 past the hour of 12 noon. Dan Schaefer, the Recombobulation Area's founder and veteran Milwaukee journalist, has joined Civic Media as political editor. Dan will continue to edit and write for the popular Wisconsin and Milwaukee political news publication while also helping shape the voice of Civic Media's political coverage. Civic Media pleased to announce the addition of the Recombobulation Area to its growing Wisconsin media network, the first non-radio acquisition since its founding in 2022. Welcome back to the program. We are talking with former state senator and Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, a Republican. At least that's what he was when I worked for him. Great music there, by the way, Mr. Sommers. Great to have someone standing up. That's the kind of guy that Dale's always been since I've known him. But Dale, we teased it. Let's answer the question. Do you consider yourself still, do you call yourself a Republican?
Absolutely. A proud Republican. A Republican that reflects Abraham Lincoln's leadership, hopefully, for the Republican Party at its founding in Ripon, Wisconsin. That reflects the kind of leadership that President Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, gave this country when he did so much for conservation. And Dwight Eisenhower, as he thought about what we could do to prepare for the future as he built infrastructure. And yes, even my good friend Tommy Thompson, who I disagree with on this matter, but who brought people together. And that's the key. I think we need to come together in this country. I think Kamala Harris has demonstrated that, certainly during this hurricane. And, you know, when I think about Tim Walz, I'm thinking about a bro, man. Here's a guy who, like me, likes to carry a shotgun and walk along behind a couple of fine pointers and you know, fill the larder for the long, long winter.
Dale Schultz on his announcement today that he is joining retired Judge Doninger along with Sheriff Michick of Iowa County, former sheriff there, as Republicans who and conservatives who are now endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Off the text line, L.A. Tom listening out in Los Angeles saying simply, thank you, Dale. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks. It's Mark from the Sac. And God bless Senator Schultz for his announcement here that it's kind of the baseline for me that I've been challenging Republican candidates to answer the question, you know, do you think you'll, you know, that condemn the the maintenance of the people that maintained that the election of 2020 was stolen, the fake electors conspiracy, and the insurrection of January 6th, which was not just a mild thing, you know, just a peaceful protest. It was a violent attack on the Republic, and thanks to Senator Schultz. I mean, that I wish he was still there rather than getting driven out of the party by the. And he's probably glad to be out of there. I mean, frankly.
Well, Dale, are you? Are you glad to be out of there?
Well, first of all,
I can get out and enjoy the hunting.
First of all, after 32 years, I think most people can understand a desire to go someplace else. I don't feel like I was driven anywhere. It was time for new leadership. We have a terrific crop of young leaders in this state that are going to, I think, do great things. It's kind of Mark to say those things about me, but no one has to feel sorry for me in any shape, way, or form. I really feel like I got the world by the tail. And, yep, once in a while, my dog Moses and I enjoy a walk outside and a long conversation.
855-752-4842. Back at the phone lines, one of Dale's former constituents in the big town of Yuba in Richland County, Lee in Yuba. What do you got?
Hi, I want to thank Dale for his stance. I know he's a good conservative. I don't know about Republican anymore, but the party has changed so much. But it's people like him that I think will help to save our republic. I'm a veteran. I'm not a fool or a loser or anything else the draft dodger might say. But I think he's right on when it comes to saving a republic. If things were reversed, I would do the same as he did. So I want to thank him so much for his stance.
Thanks so much, Lee. Dale?
You know, Lee, you're a terrific individual. And while we don't agree on every issue, we sure have a great time when we get an opportunity to wet a line and catch a few fish. And I look forward to those days more than you know, because I always feel like I have the opportunity to impart some wisdom and to receive some. And you know what? When we all do that, life's a lot better. And if our government could learn to do it, the possibilities are limitless.
855-752-4842. Let's go to WMDX, Matt in Middleton. Matt, if you can make it quick, go ahead, please.
Hey, Todd, I just wanted to bring up this. You guys talked about hope earlier, and it's about Russia and Putin. That's some of hope and how everything's bad and it always will be. And that's similar to what the Republicans under MAGA are campaigning on. You mentioned it earlier, that lack of hope and division and ugliness. So I just wanted to point that out, that it's similar to Russia and the way they operate.
Yeah, Matt, really appreciate the call on WMDX. Dale, about a minute and a half left. I'll let you use it however you want. I think you wanted to follow up a little bit on that down ballot voting this fall.
Well, let me just say I hope that my friends and neighbors who so generously supported me for those 32 years will pay attention to the issues, listen to the candidates, and come to a conclusion that the Harris-Waltz team is the best for our future, and we'll get out and vote. I'll say it again, we'll get out and vote because it is so important. Our future depends on it.
Dale Schultz, former Senate Majority Leader, still a Republican. And Dale, I think that's a big, I mean, I think that's what makes this endorsement more powerful, because you're not a MAGA Republican. You're of the old ilk of Republicans. And the fact that you're like, you just got off that German stubbornness, like, I'm not going anywhere, you know, because you still believe what you believe.
Yep. And you know what? I think being an independent, sort of a cuss is, and a bit of a bad lad is what made me so endearing.
I think you're right. Dale Schultz, big announcement. He's endorsing Harris-Waltz. Thank you very much, Dale. We appreciate it.
You bet, Todd.
Come on back. We'll learn more about Wisconsin Badger football and talk about adversity with Brady Ewing. Not going to want to miss it on the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
a crop that doesn't show up on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, but it is important to Wisconsin, the cranberry. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Friday. Wisconsin is the top producing cranberry state, and the good news from a grower up north is that the yield is looking to be above average. We catch up with John Stauner, owner of James Lake Farms in Oneida County.
We're guessing that we're going to have just over 2 million pounds. This is a what I would call an up year in production for us. All varieties seem to be having a good production potential, but you really don't know until you get into the harvest what you're dealing with. We have 15 different varieties. Some of them are old native selections, which way back 100 years ago, somebody decided that this cranberry out in the marsh was very productive, so let's propagate it. And we have some hybrid varieties that are crosses between older varieties and have better production potential and other good characteristics.
John Stauner taking some time with us from James Lake Farms in Oneida County, where the cranberry harvest is going on right now. We'll take a look at our commodity prices in 60 seconds.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Spain and Portugal. That's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1024 brochure.
Grain markets are mixed. Midday from Chicago, December corn is trading up a quarter of a penny at 418 and three quarters. November soybeans are up 7 1/4 cents at 1022 a bushel. Wheat is trading lower. Cash wheat down 3 cents at $6.75 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat down 3.5 cents at $6.40 3/4. Class 3 milk prices are seeing a lift. The November contract is up a penny at $21.46 a hundredweight, and the December contract is up 18 cents at $21.08 a hundredweight. Those are your Friday midday markets. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
She is performing in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Fabulous Female Friday. We've got historian Heather Cox Richardson and Fatima Goss Graves, one of the co-founders of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. It's
discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, TGIF edition, October 11th, 2024. Glad to have you back along with us. Many thanks again to former State Senator Dale Schultz for making us the first interview he did since endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz earlier this morning. Big endorsement there. We could have just left the cameras maybe at Dale's neighborhood and invited Brady over. We go back to Richland Center for our biweekly or weekly-ish type of visits. He is a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football team. Also was a captain on one of those teams as well. His senior year, spent 3 years in the NFL and is now back in Richland Center doing some coaching duties in high school as well as some speaking life coaching around Wisconsin as well. You can always book Brady Ewing by going to one of his socials. What's the best one, Brady?
B Ewing 34. Yeah, on Twitter, or I think it's Brady Ewing on Instagram. Brady.Ewing.
Brady.Ewing. All right.
Or they can just reach out to you and get my phone number. I'm not too very much important. I can give that out to people. Let's not forget I work a normal 8 to 5 as well. So this is
he's a man of many talents, you understand. Sure. Brady, it's always great to have you back on the program. I think we've talked about this before. Autumn, fall, my favorite time of year. A day like today, you can't beat it.
You can't. Actually, it's going to be decently warm today, like you mentioned. I helped coach the high school here for the football team, and it's just going to be another. We've been blessed with so many great Friday nights. Great weather, cool as the sun goes down, and there's nothing like it in Wisconsin.
No, there really isn't. Let's talk a little bit about high school sports. Again, one of my favorite times of year, high school football and whatnot, brings a lot of communities together across Wisconsin. Phil Nee at WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center does a great job. Chad Holmes up at our station up in Wausau, WXCO up there, does a great job as well bringing Central Wisconsin sports. We have Don Brown down in Southeast Wisconsin, WAUK. Doesn't matter what part of the state, Brady, big town or small, these are the types of things that bring high schools together. It's a heck of a lot of fun when things are going well. I know Richland Center has had a couple of struggles, but these are learning moments, aren't they, for high school coaches?
Absolutely. Yeah, and for the kids, and
for teaching moments. Not the coaches necessarily, sure. But it's an opportunity to teach, you know, about life, not just about football.
Exactly. And that's, you know, as we talked or text in preparation for today, that's exactly right, is I've had some of the best conversations with kids here the last couple weeks as we started out the season with a win, had a tough stretch of schedule both from the opponents we were playing along with some learning opportunities that we had. But that's exactly right. I've had some of the best conversations the last week and a half with some kids on, okay, I mean, whether it's football, as cliche as it sounds, adversity and things that you don't expect are going to happen in life too. And this is a great training ground for them to start, okay, what do I need to do with my mindset when challenges come? You know, things that are unexpected happen, different opposition comes, whether that's in work, whether that's in family life. And so it's really been a great training ground to have those conversations and to start equipping them with different tools, not just, you know, riding high and winning. You know, that would be great too. We would take that because they're still learning through that process. But that's right. So we've had great conversations. We came out with a close victory last week and have Dodgeville and then Broadhead Judah next week to round out the season. And if we're able to take care of business these next 2 weeks, still the potential that we could get into the playoffs with a little bit of help. So,
hey, hope springs eternal, right?
That's right.
it's
been fun.
Talk a little bit about, because I know you go out and do life coaching with some of these high school athletes. And again, I know you're available if certain school districts or organizations want to have you come in and talk to their group. But give us a little sample, Brady, when you go talk to these groups. You know, you're someone from we share a hometown, 5,000 people. You were a walk-on at UW. You ended up earning to be a scholarship player by the time you graduated. You're elected by your peers as a captain along with Russell Wilson. I mean, that's pretty high company to keep on a D1 team. And then you make that smallest of percentages by being drafted in the National Football League and become a professional athlete for 3 years Your career was cut a bit short by injuries that were no fault of your own. You've had the highest of highs. You felt some really low lows. When you take those things that you've gone through life or gone through, Brady, your life, how do you apply that when you talk to young men and women across Wisconsin?
Exactly what you said, using those stories and those moments and being as real and raw that whether you're a professional athlete at the top of your, you know, game and you have people looking at you, you know, you're in the media and you kind of have that platform of sport, whether that is your reality or you're a high school student athlete, I think just reminding people that everybody goes through the same challenges, the same opportunities to learn and grow. I mean, I think I was reminded when I got to those different levels, because you have this outsider's perspective on, you know, people have their whole life together. At the end of the day, they're just people. You know, they have kids at home. They're waking up in the middle of the night to feed them a bottle. And, you know, they have a new puppy that's peeing on the floor. I use that example a lot because I feel like everybody, once they got to the NFL, thought that was the right time to get a puppy. So they're just normal people that have been blessed with tremendous circumstances. And especially when working with high schools, I just want to remind them that, you know, not that high school is the glory days, because there's so much great things in life ahead, but it's a pretty special time to be with your friends that you've grown up with in a community. I mean, I feel very fortunate to have grown up in a place like Richland Center, and football in general, or any sport, has the ability to bring people together. And I think that's what I enjoyed so much about sport, is that it brings people from different backgrounds, different faiths, different cultures, can come together and pursue one goal together and put all of our differences aside, still have meaningful dialogue, still have mutual respect for people, but at the end of the day, pursue one common goal together and enjoy the process along the way. That's what I think is truly special about sport, and I think it's a great microcosm and kind of example for life that we can continue to do that in our day-to-day, whether that's at work, whether that's in the community, wherever it's at.
I remember going into my senior year, Mom said, enjoy it because it'll never be as easy as it is now. And I thought, what is she talking about? And you know what? She was absolutely right. Because, I mean, you're living at home, you know, you got a part-time job, but you don't have to worry about, is the refrigerator going to be full? Are the light bills going to be paid? You know, it's just things that you're just enjoying life. And you're absolutely right, Brady, about that time with family and friends that can never be replicated ever again, and just soak it in, right? I mean, go ahead.
Exactly right. And it's just, when I talk with people or schools or organizations, it's about being in the moment. You know, enjoy the moment, enjoy the process. It's great to have goals. It's great to have visions. But what can you do today to put yourself in the best position long term? You know, basic goal pursuit. So
we're really excited because we're going to have a former University of Wisconsin marching band director Mike Lecrone on with Doug Moe. They have a new book out about Mike Lecrone's life, and he entitled it Moments of Happiness. And one of the things he told his band over the years was, look, you know, life isn't always great. You know, it's going to be sorrow, it's going to be pain, it's going to be heartache, but we're also all going to experience moments of happiness and hold on to those, because that's really what life was about. In Lecrone's words, and I just thought that was great.
Yeah, I love that. I'm fortunate enough to get a chance to meet him a couple of times. I had a class that he taught. I think it was called like Big Bands or something like that at the university.
Get out.
As his career was winding down. So that was a pretty neat experience. And interesting that you can make a whole college class out of learning about big bands and the way that the music is structured and the different artists or, you know, composers and all that stuff. So it was fascinating. I wouldn't say I'm using that every day now, but that was a nice elective credit that I was able to get during my time.
Enormous. I did not know this. I've learned something new about you after all this time. I'm enormously jealous the fact that you had Mike Lecrone for a professor. That's
very
awesome.
Cool. Such a legend. And even as an athlete at the university, it's like everyone looked at him as being on this pedestal, and it was so cool to see him up there lecturing, teaching us about music, and then to go see him on Saturdays directing the band or at the basketball games or volleyball games, wherever it was. So pretty neat.
Wow, that's super cool. What, as you travel around, Brady, and talk to kids doing life coaching, what are one or two of the top questions or things the kids bring up to you?
I'd say a lot of them ask who my role model was. And I think
interesting.
I think the depth of where that question comes from is that, you know, a lot of them have different experiences, different backgrounds to where, you know, I don't think they have role models in their homes. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm fortunate. I always looked up to my dad. Mm-hmm. And then I talk about typically some of the coaches that I had along the way that played an instrumental role in my life or in my faith development, whatever it may have been. But that's a question. And then you get more of the transactional questions, depending on what age group you're talking to. What's your favorite right. color? What's right. what's you know, what's your favorite memory from your time, and you know, playing at Wisconsin or playing in the professional? Who's the toughest person that you've had to block?
Oh, that's good.
So there's some good questions out there, and I think the biggest thing is just helping them realize that, you know, all of these people you see on TV are just normal people that have been yeah. blessed with great talents and have worked tremendously hard to capture the moment and doing it, meeting some cool people along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach out to Brady. Great insight from him. He's great with kids of all ages, as we like to say. You can reach out on his socials on Instagram, Brady Ewing, B-R-A-D-I-E, Ewing, and also on B-Ewing34 on the old Twitter X. Andrew in Maine, listening to WAUK, says, do we reach out to Brady to set up with a time with him and his big brother, Brandon, too? Well, I suppose maybe you could appear jointly. People have heard you jointly. Now they want you together, Marcy. That's the thing.
That's right. Hey, we could figure something out. Brandon brings a different perspective, for sure, with his coaching background and the life experiences he's had.
There you go. All right, Brady, a couple of minutes before the first break, but let's start down this path. The Badger football team was on a terrible two-game losing streak. They were home last week against Purdue. My sister and I pulled out our circa 2011-2012 Brady Ewing 34 Rose Bowl jerseys and went to the game, and by golly, they crushed Purdue. It was all you.
You need to go to every game now and wear those jerseys.
That's the secret.
I loved your post on socials. Given the shout out and taken in the fifth quarter, like that Madison and Camp Randall is so special, especially yeah. after a win
right.
on a beautiful day like that, and just you know, taking in the old Mike Leckrone band and
yeah.
and all that.
And even under Corey Pompey now, they've kept most of the stuff that Leckrone started. So I'm really thankful for that. What did you make of this? Did you watch any of the game, Brady? Is it the Badgers finally figured some things out, or is it just that Purdue is struggling that much this year?
I think it's a combination of both. I did like to see they were finding different ways to score, and I think that's important. But I think a little bit of an inferior opponent. But also, you play two tough opponents like Alabama and USC. They exposed some stuff that no doubt that coaching staff's working on. So yeah. it was good to see them, much like our high school season. You know, you play some tough opponents, you do some things well, and it's such a game of inches that good opponents can exploit things very quickly, and you know, things can get out of hand quickly. And I think that wasn't necessarily the case, at least in the first half at USC, which we had mm-hmm. talked about. But it was good to see them come full circle, build some confidence, and I think get some perspective on how tough those two opponents they had played previously in USC and Alabama were. And the schedule's not really getting much easier after here the next 3-4 weeks. So
I will point out that Brady and I are tied so far in our prediction this year, because he had predicted that Alabama would win. I said that Wisconsin would beat Alabama. I said vice versa. I predicted that USC would win. He said, no, Todd, that's not happening. So, Brady, we're tied. We're tied so far in our predictions.
You got them all documented so we can recap it every couple weeks?
Absolutely, absolutely. They got Rutgers coming up this weekend. I said that was going to be closer than the experts predict, to quote Lee Corso. I think you said basically the same. We both predicted a win, but this is not going to be an easy game.
No, and I didn't get a chance to play at Rutgers Stadium when I was playing, but I did coach there, and it's a tough place to play. Like, it's always dreary. Seems like the fans don't really come out. So it'll be a challenge from that regard.
Brady Ewing's never dreary. He is a ray of sunshine. We'll come back and hear more of his sports predictions. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday.
News from the Center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at wrce.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm not a loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Somewhere, it's 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. That's close enough. Break out the beverages. Brady, actually, I love going kayaking. I took this up a few years ago. My best buddy, Kurt, the father of my godsons, and we're big kayakers. One of my goals was to go kayaking at least once a month this good weather. This afternoon will be the first time all year.
Well, you know, if you just cut off your sentence with go kayaking at least once.
There, exactly. Then my goal will be reached. So I will have a drink on the Sugar River later on. So that's an appropriate song. Yeah. It's a great song.
Paoli?
Yes, Paola. Yeah, going down to, it's a great area. Have you been down? Oh. There's a new place called 7 Acres Dairy right in Paola. Have you checked that out yet?
I haven't. I've driven by. I've seen it. It looks awesome. I've heard good things. I had a coworker that actually went down there a few weeks ago and heard great things. So it's definitely on the list.
Todd's tip to take your lovely and talented wife, Rachel, on a date night, 7 Acres Dairy in Paola. And they don't even pay me to say it.
They could. You'll get all the credit if I take Rachel out.
All right, very good.
I need to do that.
All right, fantastic. There's Todd's tip for the day.
If you go to their website and sign up for their mailing list, you get entered to win a chance at a one-night stay and dinner for two.
Oh, there you go. When's the anniversary? When's your anniversary?
April 14th.
Well, a little ways off, but you can make plans. You can make plans. Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football team, former captain, spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady, speaking of the NFL, the Packers got a big win out in Los Angeles against the Rams, 24-19. They continue to dominate the Rams out there. Coming up this week, they take on the Cardinals. Kickoff time for 12 o'clock. You can hear that on select Civic Media stations across Wisconsin, including WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Brady, how do you feel, Pack versus the Cardinals?
They're coming along. I've enjoyed watching them, what I've seen. I like the way they can continue to compete. They got a ton of depth at receiver, which is fun to watch. They don't have that, They have some guys, but, you know, Watson and some others, but they don't have that one superstar, which is cool to see that community approach from receiver and guys that they brought up within their program. Still got that developmental flair to it that the Packers have always had and, you know, historically the Badgers have had. So I like that. I think they'll do well. I don't have a ton of vested interest other than growing up a Packer fan. But, yeah, I like the way they're playing. I like Love. I think he's a competitor and fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel good this week. Then they're going to take on the Texans at home on October 20th. Then go down to one of your old teams, down to Jacksonville to the Jaguars on October 27th. And then it's at home against the Lions on November 3rd, which, boy, that's going to be a huge, huge game. So some tough content. What's it like quickly, Jacksonville? I think you said that was one of the cool stadiums that you played there.
Yeah, it's neat. They renovated it and they've done some more work since I was there. But I think the coolest thing was they put in a swimming pool up on like the second deck at one of the end zones. And so the front side of the swimming pool is all glass. So if you actually go underwater and you look out, you can still see the field. So kind of quirky, but that was really neat. And just the people down there are awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really cool opportunity for Rachel and I to spend a year down there and meet some awesome people that had the chance to play with and coaches. Just a cool community.
Yeah.
It always surprised me. Jacksonville was always, when I drive in, you're driving to the city of Jacksonville, our practice facility is right at the stadium.
Wow.
Downtown, right off the river. Mm-hmm. And it was always such a quiet town or city. You know,
really?
it didn't ever feel like you were driving into Atlanta on the you know, 8-lane wide interstate going downtown and bumping into traffic at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, you know. Jacksonville, you could get in and out, and it was pretty quiet, but just awesome people. Enjoyed our time down there a lot.
I don't mean to be bringing this guy up, but I'm what's your perspective on this? The Jets, 5 games into the season, and they fire their head coach after a tough loss against the Vikings over in London. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, how much pull do players really have on coaching staff, or does it depend if you're a guy like Favre or Rodgers, you have more pull than otherwise?
I think that's exactly right. You look at some of these cornerstone quarterbacks, you know, franchise guys, which is interesting with Rodgers in this situation. You wouldn't think, given his, you know, playing life expectancy is kind of dwindling, right? I would say. And so it's interesting that he has as much pull as it sounds like he does, but it's definitely a reality that, you know, people have probably more tenure and opportunity to stay with the team than a coach does, you know, through the ups and downs if they're one of those franchise style players.
Yeah, it just seems odd to me. We had the Ian O'Connor on a couple weeks ago on this new book about Rodgers, out of the darkness, the mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Buy it wherever you buy your books. Was a great interview, by the way, and he said, hanging out with Rodgers, that he's much more chill. He interviewed him for this book a lot, spent a lot of time with him. He's much more chill and different, perhaps, in person, at least with his experience, than what you might read about in the trades or the publications or whatever you want to call it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd see that a lot. Like this, some of the people I've had a chance to play with, is they almost have this front or this persona that they've shown. It's brought them attention, or maybe it's, you know, in some regard who they are, but then it's almost like snowballs itself. Mm-hmm. And it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy where that's where they feel like they have to be. So maybe that's type of the situation there.
That's really interesting. Great perspective. One guy who is the exact same way when you go into a Brewers game as he is here on the show, Brady Ewing. Brady, thank you so very much. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks,
on
Aaron.
Wisconsin. See you later. Stay tuned. Hour two is straight ahead. It's the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Kelly Robinson from the Human Rights Campaign. Hour number two, donating blood, more important than ever. We're going to talk diversity. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.